Yeah, so mainly...
Share the secret. This is Critical Thinking podcast here, Yusuf. We don't just say we do things in the background. Come on.
Yeah, so for example, it extracts a few things from the HTML page.
Did I hear things from the HTML?
Yeah.
You said from the HTML page, so I imagine, you know, these are things specific to the current session or?
Yeah, to the current session. It's also basic recon. For example, endpoints mentioned in HTML, not in JavaScript.
Ah.
In JavaScript, it also gets all the endpoints and possibly sometimes the parameters used to the request to that endpoint. And it just shows them directly to me, and I'll just start testing. I don't need like to do... So it's basically scraping, but it's basically like having like headless Chrome.
Yeah, it's like a scoped scraping because it's only for the stuff that you're proxying. And then use burps and upstream. Is that?
I can still check things manually.
That's cool. That's awesome. Do you use those like paths and stuff to create your own word lists, or is that part of your recon flow at all, or is it just you look for the paths, you test the paths, and that's kind of it?
Yeah, that's
got it. Cool. Nice. Yeah, I've never really used Minim Proxy. I'm not going to lie. I've seen it used in a couple different places for like, especially hardware device proxying. I see a lot of people use it for that. What are the plugins written? Is it like a Bash or what is it?
No, it's Python.
It's Python? Oh, yeah. Awesome. Wow, look at that. Scripted changes HTTP in Python. That's pretty sick.
It's like Burp, but encode. Like I thought about having a graphical interface for it and use it as Burp, but we have Burp, so why?
Exactly, yeah. There's things designed for that already. This is really interesting, though, and I think this could be useful as well now that Kaido has upstream stuff in place, is if you really need some sort of plugin for your workflow, you could disjoin it from a specific thing like Burp or Kaido or anything like that, so you're able to be more flexible with your proxy GUI and actually have, you know, this as a lower level thing that you're interacting directly with the file system. And, you know, I haven't used this at all, but I'm just looking briefly over the docs right now and as I was prepping for this episode, and it looks really clean and simple.
Yeah, and it gives you access to anything in the request and the response and everything.
Like, that's what you need, man. All I need is a request object, a response object. Like, it doesn't have to be that freaking complex, you know? And then just let me do something with that. So that's beautiful. I understand why you use that. And I think that's probably a great approach for any... And we've kind of talked about this on the pod as well. We need to disjoint any plugins that we're creating from Burp and from Kaido, Kaido has its problems, right? Mm-hmm. Burp has its problems, and you know, whichever you know arena you're in right now, there's no value in creating something for one when half of your environment is not going to be able to use it. So I think using something, creating it for like something like MITM proxy could really allow you to just chain that right into the upstream and then disconnect from which proxy you're actually going to be using and still have access to all these plugins. Hopefully Kaido's plugin interface will come out soon, though. That is something that I think they're very close to. So I think that's all I had as far as questions. Joel, did you have anything else before we close it off?
I mean, unless he wants to give me his social security number or something, I think I've asked everything.
That's great. Well, Yusuf, this has definitely been one of the most informative episodes we've ever had. So thank you so much for sharing your knowledge on all these different things and these awesome bug stories. I also have to say, I'm very impressed with your technical context window and how much of these bug details you can remember just sort of on the fly as we're talking about it. So thank you so much for coming on and for sharing all that.
Thank you for having me. And you're running a great show.
thank you. And I guess you're on Twitter, you're Samuda with a 0, right? And then do you have any other socials you want to shout out?
Yeah, just Twitter.
Just Twitter. All right. Go follow him on Twitter, guys. And check out the blog too, ysam.com.
Oh, yeah, ysam.com.
Maybe we'll see some more blogs there sometime soon. Who knows?
Maybe.
All right. Thanks, man.